Thank you, Father, for your word. We bless it to our hearts this morning. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. Do you have any plans? Are you making small plans or big plans? Well, we all make plans, from the youngest to the oldest, make plans. So, for example, the children will be planning to go to school on Monday. So they have to get their homework prepared, their bags ready, their books in place. They have to plan for school. And that's short-term planning. But there is also long-term planning. You know, plan to buy a house or to have a family. So from the youngest to the oldest, we all make plans. And so making plans is part of living. It's part of life. But I want to speak to us this morning from God's word, from James chapter 4. And I want us to remind ourselves that we should not make plans without God. Don't make plans without God. I want to read James chapter 4, verses 13 to 17. Come now, you who say, today or tomorrow we will go to such and such a city and spend a year there and engage in business and make a profit. Yet you do not know what your life will be like tomorrow. You are just a vapor that appears for a while, in fact a little while, and then vanishes away. Instead, you ought to say, if the Lord wills, we will live and also do this or that. But as it is, you boast in your arrogance. All such boasting is evil. Therefore, to one who knows the right thing to do and does not do it, to him it is sin. Don't make plans without God. Why? First of all, we don't make plans without God because this type of planning is centered on self-will. Planning without God is centered on our will, or self-will. Now, the business people to whom James is addressing in his letter are characterized as deliberate and self-confident planners. Verse 13, notice what it says. Come now, you who say, today or tomorrow, we shall go to